From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. Post-hospital discharge pharmacy errors are on the rise in Chicago. As reported in the Chicago Tribune, 2 weeks after a patient named Joyce Euler was discharged from the hospital, she had sores in her mouth and throat, and blood was flowing from her nose and bowels. Her daughter attributed her mother's condition to a medication error. One drug that her mother was prescribed was missing. It was intended to prevent heart patients, such as Euler, from retaining fluids. Instead, she was given a toxic drug with a name that resembles the correct drug. The toxic drug was mainly used to treat cancer and serious cases of arthritis, and the label instructed the patient to take it daily. When her daughter collected all of her mother's medications and saw the incorrect one, she knew that her mother would not recover. She observed that the hospital committed several errors following her mother's discharge. Euler died at one of the most perilous moments in medical care, which is when patients are sent home from the hospital. Studies have revealed that poor coordination frequently affects patients' transfers to the care of home health agencies, nursing homes, and other healthcare professionals who have a responsibility to help them recover from their illness. Medication errors, such as the one that occurred in Euler's case, are one of the most typical complications for patients who have been discharged from the hospital. Court records indicate that the error went unnoticed by her pharmacist and home health nurses. Euler, who was 66 years old at the time, was discharged from Heartland Regional Medical Center in St. Joseph, Missouri, after receiving treatment for congestive heart failure. Upon her return home, a hospital nurse called the local Hy-Vee pharmacy to inform them of 8 new prescriptions, one of which was for the diuretic metolazone. However, the pharmacy technician neglected to write down the medication metolazone and instead wrote methotrexate. The drug is sufficiently powerful for the Institute of Safe Medication Practices to include it among 8 drugs that have a heightened risk of causing considerable harm to patients. Such medications require certain safeguards because they are said to have disastrous consequences. In February, a jury found in favor of Euler's family and rendered an award of $2 million from the pharmacy. However, the judge reduced the amount to $125,000 because Missouri has a maximum amount for non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases. The family received a settlement with the hospital in the amount of $225,000. If you or a loved one has an illness that was exacerbated due to a medication error, call the medical malpractice attorneys at Briskman, Briskman, and Greenberg.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.